Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And I'm feeling great today because I have been spending the last 2 weeks, and even longer, it's actually been kind of a two-month process of redoing my website. And I finally got it done enough that I could make it go live at the end of last week. And so I've been spending the weekend resting after working from 6 a.m. till 11 at night on this website. But it's really beautiful. Everybody loves it. I'm getting so many emails from people who really love the way it looks and how easy it is to use. And it's much easier for me. So there can be a lot of new content and a lot of different ways to organize things and make it easier to find things. And there's just going to be a big change in my website. I mean, there already is, but coming up, there's going to be a lot more information, and I'm so excited about it. So today we're going to be talking about soap, and my guest knows a lot about what's going on in soap products, the regular commercial soap products. She also makes her own, and so she'll be telling us about that. Her name is Heidi Sanner. She's the founder of Prima Natural, and she makes a soap that is unlike any other soap. And I've been using it, and it really is unlike any other soap. It does not leave a residue, an irritating residue, on your skin, and so you feel really clean. And this morning, I thought, you know, I should try this on my hair, because I have washed my hair with a lot of shampoos in bottles that just kind of strips your hair. And then I've tried washing my hair with various shampoo bars, which I like more or less. But this morning I washed my hair with Heidi's soap, and I don't have any of that soap residue that always stays on my hair from those shampoo bars. So I'm pretty happy with this. And we'll talk to Heidi. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Deborah. Good to be with you.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, Heidi has been on the show before, so we've heard something of her story. But why don't you tell us the path to Prima Natural from you started out being a medical technologist and got from there to where you are today. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, today I'm an organic farmer. As you know, I started Candle Bee Farm, I guess, in 2002. And working on the farm with extremely sensitive skin was just insane. In the summer, my skin was, you know, I was full of rashes and heat, the heat and the dirt. And in the winter, my skin was just chapped and dry and actually bleeding. And, I took clues from nature. It occurred to me that humans are the only ones with this problem. Maybe it's how we care for our skin. So I used my medical technology and laboratory background, that experience, and also my European background. The Europeans are far ahead of us in skincare products and use of natural products, honestly.
Yes.
What I grew up with over there just, you know, was tremendous. Their skin is beautiful. I mean, we hold up the Swiss, you know, a picture of a Swiss woman is the epitome of perfect, beautiful skin, or the Polynesians, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have that here. So I just put together and used what I had on hand, the natural product, and made my own soap. It was 2 years in the making and came up finally with the perfect formulation so that I can effectively clean the toughest farm dirt in Greece and yet leave the skin supple and soft without the need for lotions and masking, clogging products that don't allow your skin to function as nature intended.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today I'm 53 years old. I haven't put any lotion or product of any kind on my skin for 4 years, and I have beautiful skin. And that's the topic of the emails that I receive. It's been, you know, proven by many people it's working.
Well, that makes sense to me because I think that nature, I'm very much one who thinks that we can find our answers in nature because nature has provided for us to be healthy and to have our bodies function right. I mean, we're beings of nature in that regard. And so when I look at all the different things that our industrial consumer society has come up with for us to put on or in our bodies. And then I look at what nature provides. There's a huge difference. And I think that probably a lot of knowing something about all the toxic chemicals that are in personal care products and soap and detergents that... are you still there? I just heard some crackling, and I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, well.
I wasn't sure if the line went down. Knowing all the toxic chemicals that are in there and what toxic chemicals can do and other things in our modern lifestyle, that it seems like that the closer that we can get to nature and have nature nourish our skin and handle our skin in a natural way, that we would be better off. And I see that you are proving that over and over with yourself and your customers. You decided to be a soap maker because you needed soap for yourself. So can you tell us something about the process that you went through? Like, what's it like to develop a product that you decide that you're going to make something and then going through those kinds of trials?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of science, a little bit of naivety and a little bit of luck. Actually, the process we use is unlike any other. It is trade secreted. It's the only soap that really, it's a cold process. Most conventional manufacturers throw everything in a big pot, heat it up, boil it, boil all the beneficial qualities out of every ingredient in there, mash it together, and there you have a bar of soap. Now, that can go from start to finish onto a shelf within 2 hours, and that's the reason for it. I use a very slow method, a very cold method, and all the natural ingredients in raw goat milk are preserved, and raw honey as well. And it's important to understand that most soaps, like goat milk soaps, for example, don't even have any goat milk in them. They have goat milk powder combined, reconstituted with water. Even the goat milk farms are making it that way. So I set out to make with real goat milk, which everyone said could not be done because of the fat content. Again, I just kept at it. It took 2 years and produced Prima Natural. And that is why it is so different. It is actually made different. And even the large soap manufacturers are interested at this point and can't figure out how I'm making it.
Well, I'm so glad that you came up with that. I can understand how that process might work because I come up with recipes for making different food dishes that I like. And instead of making things like cake, for example, out of sugar and flour, I had to figure out how to make something that resembled a dessert out of other ingredients like almond flour and coconut sugar and things like that, which have different properties and they require different methods. But what I found was that there are different methods that you can decide to take ingredients and figure out a process that will end up making what you want. And it may be something very different than what's being sold in the store. But I always find that when I actually make something that ends up working, that it's much better. It's much better because it often tastes better or functions better. And in your case, I really enjoy using your soap, and it really does a much, much better job than other soaps.
Yeah, it's a feeling, it's a clean that's impossible to describe.
I would agree with that.
I can't describe to you a color you've never seen,
right.
And I can't describe to you a feeling you've never felt, and this is really that different. All the proteins, the minerals, the enzymes remain, and their beneficial qualities remain.
And that's something that I've never seen in another soap. So, I mean, usually they make soap and then they put additives in it. But this has the nutrients coming from it, from the actual soap through and through.
Yeah,
we need to take a break.
And
then we'll talk more after the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Heidi Sanner. We're talking about her wonderful Prima Natural Soap. But when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the toxic things and things that you probably don't know about soap and cleansers that are on the market. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Heidi Sanner, founder of Prima Natural. And that's at primanatural.com. And you can also find Prima Natural on my website, on my list of hundreds of toxic free websites that sell toxic free products, Deborah's list. She's listed. You can find her there and on her own website at primanatural.com. Heidi, I know you've done a lot of research about all the different kinds of soaps and cleansers and what's going on in the marketplace. There's so many so-called natural soaps and cleansers on the market. Can we trust the labels? And what about the integrity of the ingredients? And are there any legal regulations about soap specifically?
This was a real eye-opener when I went into this field. The cosmetic industry and the pharmaceutical industries are regulated, but there are no FDA regulations over skin cleansers and soap manufacturers, none. In fact, a product labeled as a soap does not have to list any ingredients at all on the label. So what happens is the soap makers pick and choose what they want to put on the label. And many of the so-called natural soaps might have one natural ingredient or one synthetically made, essence of a natural, something that was once natural, and they can call themselves a natural soap. Mm-hmm. Now, they'll leave off everything else.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few. Prima Natural has every ingredient on the label, and I also often get questions about that, but I prefer to do that than I have nothing to defend now or in the future when hopefully these regulations will change. But right now, yeah, it's scary. People think they're buying something and they're not. Even unscented soap, you got to think for yourself a little bit here. Everything has a scent. Everything has a smell. If you have, let's say, an olive oil soap or a coconut oil soap or, a goat milk soap, how would you like to smell like a goat? Everything has a scent. So to make an unscented soap, there's really no such thing. What they do is they put in a masking chemical agent that hides the smell of the ingredient and calls it unscented. So people think they are buying an unscented, pure natural soap, but actually they're buying a soap with a chemical masking agent in it. I get emails, from sensitive people, and I have allergies and sensitivities, mostly due from vaccinations of going back and forth to Europe probably as a child. But, Prima Natural is formulated with a natural scent, a natural smell that will, because no one wants to smell like a goat, and I have real goat milk in that soap. If I didn't, we wouldn't have to worry about it. Now, for me to make an unscented soap, I would need a masking agent, because think about it. Everything smells like something. If I used olive oil soap, you would smell olive oil, and that would smell rancid after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's one of the fallacies where we have stopped thinking for ourselves. We're lulled into the romanticism of these labels and, taking what marketers are saying and not thinking, hey, wait a minute, this has coconut oil in it. Why doesn't it smell like coconut?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? That just really, it's upsetting, very disturbing. Most recently, I'll throw this in. Also, the Natural Resources Defense Council has brought suit against the FDA. This has been 20 years in the making about antibacterial soaps and what's in there, the hexachlorophene, the triclosan, these antibacterial soaps. Again, we are told that, we need to strip our skin, we need to be antibacterial, and actually nothing could be further from the truth. What they're producing is antibiotic-resistant bacteria. It's been proven that these agents, these chemicals in these soaps affect hormones. They affect muscle function. It's just really dangerous stuff. So just in December, they actually won that lawsuit, and the FDA is rewriting regulations that antibacterial soaps will either have to be taken off the market or reformulated by the year 2016.
Excellent.
But we haven't heard much about that, have we?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, look it up. It's on the web, but you really have to look for it. They just signed that, I think, in November or December of last year. And, so progress is slow and hard, and the public has no idea this is going on. And they have no idea what they're seeing and not seeing on these labels.
Well, that's labeling really is a problem throughout the entire industry, because every type of product has different labeling laws. They're regulated by different agencies. And I actually thought that soap fell under the cosmetic laws. But you
no,
did.
It does not.
Yeah. Well, that's very good to know, because so a soap manufacturer doesn't have to put anything on the label or be accurate about it or... Wow, that is a really scary thing, because...
Blows you away, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, it does, because... But this is true across all kinds of labeling. I mean, like, cleaning products are extremely toxic. It seems like the more toxic it is, the less regulation there is about labeling. I personally have been saying for years and years and years that what we need to do is have full disclosure of everything on the label. And that way... we can then make decisions as consumers, and we can't make decisions that are based on the truth unless the truth is on the label.
Right. Well, the only thing I can encourage is when you read the label, stop and think. There are like so-called goat farmers out there making pure goat milk soap from our own farm. You know, the whole story is very romantic. It's very beautiful. And then I read down further and it says cotton candy scented. Linen scented. Well,
yeah.
I have a hard time believing that they're putting cotton candy into the soap and making it smell that way.
No,
they're
not. I'm sure.
Right?
Yes.
You know, and what? How in the heck do you get linen scent into a soap?
No, it's a synthetic scent. It's a synthetic scent. We need to go to break.
Really stop, but we don't stop and think, because we're lured into, you know, this beautiful marketing wording and the stories.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We need to go to break, but I just want to throw in here for a second that I was on a website yesterday that claimed to make this product they were making, that they were all green and that all their products on the website were green. And I then found out that only like 5% of them were, and they were totally misleading. Anyway, we're going to go to break. Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Heidi Sanner, founder of Prima Natural, primanatural.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Heidi Sanner, founder of Prima Natural, and she makes a premium, truly natural soap free of irritating residues. And we've been talking about her soap and some of the things that she's learned about the soap industry. Heidi, you know, during the break, I was thinking about, I just got this flashback to when I was a teenager, and that I had skin problems. I had really, really bad acne. And so there was all these things. I went to the doctor. I took tetracycline and blah, blah, blah. But I'm sure it was all the toxic chemicals and the stuff I was eating. But I remember I got this picture of going to a fancy department store and going to the counter to a famous skincare brand, and all the things that they gave me, like 5 or 6 different products to do this whole skincare regimen morning and night. And the thing that really stood out for me is that I remember part of the program was this pink lotion that was some kind of cleanser, and that I put it on with a little brush, and it was bright pink, and it actually made my skin burn. And every time I put it on, my skin burned. And this is what passes for skincare. And this is what we think is normal in this culture. And I mean, it's not just one brand. This is how most of the skincare brands are. So tell us what you've learned about what modern marketing has us to believe and think about our skin and what we need.
Yeah, been there, done that, right with you. Same here. I tried everything, even prescription, nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, well, what what I learned was, you know, the more I did for myself, the worse it got. Now, what, you know, what
Me
does
too.
That tell you? That's
yeah.
when you back up and go, whoa, wait a minute here. The more I'm putting on, the more I'm trying, the worse this is getting. What we are being led to believe by modern marketing and even, you know, dermatology, that healthy skin requires stripping clean, you know, removing everything, and then cover it back up with lotions and oils and protectants, or you're going to die. You know, you're just going to...
Well, that really is it.
Melt right off your body.
That is what those skincare programs do.
Yeah, it's going to melt right off your body if you don't have all this, you know, oils and stuff to protect it. You know, skin is perfect as it is. It has to be allowed to function. It has to be allowed to, what I call, breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It has to expel sweat. And through that, you're expelling toxins. And that cooling moisture keeps you cool in the summer. Now, if you go slathering oils on top of that, you might as well wrap yourself in saran wrap. You know, you think about
yes.
sweat and bacteria underneath a layer of lotion and oil. I mean, the thought of it really makes me ill to think about it.
My skin is falling as you're talking about it.
Yeah, you're holding all that next to yourself. Now, yeah. they make it all smell good, so you don't know, you know, you think you're doing good for yourself because it smells so good with this synthetic chemical. But, you know, it's just not right. And then in the wintertime, you have to be, you know, you that moisture that you expel actually keeps you hydrated and soft. You know, and there again, you put all this stuff that's irritating your skin. That's actually what's doing the drying and the chapping. And the more you do, the worse it becomes. It's an mm-hmm. unending circle. And, you know, and that's what I just thought, enough of this. You know, in the summertime, I don't want to be so hot that I feel like I'm wearing saran wrap suit.
Right.
And your skin has to be able to absorb moisture, absorb vitamin D. That's so important for our health.
Yes.
And it has to be able to expel sweat and expel toxins to keep your body in balance. That's how we were designed to function. And Prima Natural respects that function.
Well, one of the things that I've learned about body function is that everything in our bodies designed by nature to do a certain function of bringing in nutrients and expelling wastes. And that's the whole thing. And our skin is actually one of our largest organs that is bringing in nutrients, as you said, from vitamin D and from the sun, and expelling waste in all kinds of ways with our sweat and with oils and all those things that we need to have that inflow of air, even oxygen and the expelling, we need to have it in and an out.
Yeah, conventional cleansers will strip your skin, but then they put in all this fancy oils and, you know, and now they're putting in, you know, argon oil, and they're getting fancier and fancier with the names and the oils that they're finding and bringing from overseas in an attempt to lull us more and more into this thought. And it's just not required.
It's not. And we need to keep those channels open. We need to keep those channels of exchange with the environment through our skin open. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about your soap, because it allows that and it allows our skin to function as skin. And
yeah, it's an original thought, isn't it? But it's proving itself.
What it requires is being able to think about how nature functions instead of thinking industrially. So our industrial products are based not on what do we need in order to be healthy. They're based on materials and sales and profits and what will keep the factories going and all of those kinds of things, just like any other industrial product.
I think it was brought out of, I always have this Pollyanna view of the world. You know, I think if what it started as is how to get the most to the most people. But then it's evolved into, it just got out of hand.
I think so too. I think I do think that that was the beginning of industrialism. How do we get more things to more people? But it we've lost sight of that.
Right.
Anyway,
we've lost sight of common sense. Is what we've lost sight of.
So we don't need to have all those oils and toners and moisturizers and
you've tried this soap now for a while.
I have.
As you use it and your skin balances out, you notice I don't need lotions anymore. My skin is okay as it is.
It is. It really is. And I can say that I'm almost 59 years old and I don't have wrinkles. And I haven't been using your soap for 59 years, but I think it's because I'm not using all those commercial products, and that I actually put very little, like, this will sound funny, but I even went through a phase where I wasn't using even soap. I was just getting in the shower and putting water on my skin because I thought, let's see how this works. And because out in nature, you know, and I figured,
let's get into that when we come back, the pH and neutral and water and how that works. That's also a fascinating topic.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Heidi Sanner from Prima Natural. We're talking about soap and skin. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Heidi Sanner from Prima Natural. We're talking about soap and skin. And Heidi, tell us about pH neutral skin cleansers.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned, washing with just water. Water is pH neutral. And the latest trend in marketing and skin cleansing are these pH neutral products. But think about it. Neutral is just that. Neutral. Nothing. No cleansing occurs. No bacterial protection results on the skin. It's just neutral. You're just smearing it around.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get clean. I'm a clean freak. I'm sorry. I want to be clean. The real reason for pH neutral products, in my opinion, and according to my research, it's not for the good of the skin. It's to extend the shelf life of the product. You have acid-loving bacteria that thrives in acidic environments. You have basic-loving bacteria that thrives in alkaline environments. But bacteria doesn't thrive in neutral environments. That's why they did this. And,
let's tell
people it's good for them. It's neutral. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. It won't do anything. It won't get you clean either. This is a major discovery I came to when I was developing the perfect soap formulation. So, human skin is actually slightly acidic, and it needs a slightly basic formulation to bring it to neutral. So, I formulated Prima Natural to be slightly basic. So when it comes in combination with your skin, it will bring it through to a true neutral where bacteria will not thrive.
Okay, is that the reason why we want it to have it be neutral, is so that the bacteria will not thrive on your skin?
Right. You want to bring it to neutral.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but a neutral skin cleanser won't bring it to neutral, is what you're saying.
No. If you remember from high school chemistry classes, neutral plus an acid, your skin is slightly acidic, right? Neutral
mm-hmm.
plus an acid, you're still going to have an acid.
Mm-hmm.
You have to combine a base with an acid to bring it to neutral. And it can't be, it has to be in a perfect combination as well so that it comes to neutral. Otherwise, it will be too acidic or too basic. And that's why you have irritated skin. Because you're either too acidic with what you're using, i.e. pH neutral or acidic products. And so, that bacteria you're trying to get rid of is still there, just thriving even more. Or you have a cleanser that goes overboard the other way, and you're too basic, you're too alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
And, the same thing. That's very irritating to your skin. You need a product that works with your skin to bring it to a true neutral so that you can be comfortable and clean and everything functions as it should. I hope that makes sense.
Well, I think it makes sense. I'm just sitting here wondering if everybody understands what pH is. Could you just explain that just briefly?
pH is a measurement of the acidity or alkalinity, how acidic or how basic something is.
Mm-hmm. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to balance it. It's a chemistry thing. Anyway, are you still there? Okay, I think that we just lost Heidi. I think that the line just went out. And so we will just find out in just a second. And I'm trying to not have dead air time. I think my line is lost.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. All right, good. I hope everybody stayed through that little dead air time, because I wasn't sure if it was my line that was gone or your line. All right, so let's get back to, how do you get enough natural ingredients to run a soap company?
Oh, my. That was the hardest part. As you know, I use raw goat milk, and raw goat milk increasingly is being becoming illegal across the USA. The sale of raw milk, it has to be pasteurized, is being highly regulated.
So is that true also to use it as a soap ingredient? Or
yes.
I thought it was just for consumption.
No. In many states, it just can't be sold, period. It doesn't matter, and you can't take it across state lines either. Then it becomes a federal offense.
You know, this. I just need to say something about this because what I'm seeing more and more is regulations that instead of helping us be more healthy, the regulations prevent us from doing healthy things.
Right.
And I mean, you're talking about the raw milk. I mean, I've known about these raw milk regulations for a long time because if I was going to drink milk, I don't drink milk, but if I was going to, I would want to drink raw milk. And there are only certain places that, I mean, it's so healthy. It's
yeah.
just so healthy. It's what people used to drink. And the milk that is available now is like not anything like what real milk is like.
And we are more ill and have more disease. We're sicker
right.
now
it
than
used
we were.
To be, it used to be that doctors would prescribe people to drink milk.
Right.
In order to heal their illnesses. But they weren't talking about drinking the milk we have today. They were talking about drinking raw milk. And in the state of California now, we have this law. I mean, it has nothing to do with milk. But there's this new law that basically is making it so that people who are selling natural fibers for upholstered furnishings have to put fire retardants on them in order to comply with the law.
Right.
And this is just ridiculous. And I don't want that to sound like an alarming statement. I'm actually doing a lot of research to figure out how we can still have untreated cotton upholstery furniture without violating the law. And I think that there's a way to do that. But that we even have to, that I can't have chickens in my backyard, that the police came and took my chickens. You know, this is ridiculous. It's
yeah.
just... We should have laws that support the health.
It got almost comical, and the way I got around this was I went to the state capitol personally and lobbied for the use of raw goat milk in soap, and they were not going to listen. And then I pointed out the fact that the state had given grants to the goat farmers to keep them in business. And then took away their ability to sell their product. it didn't make any sense.
No, so it doesn't.
The way I got this done was, I pointed that out to them. Do you really want this, to be publicized that you gave millions of dollars to goat farmers to build dairies and build up their herds? And then told him it was illegal to sell the milk. So I have a special dispensation for Prima Natural that I can buy raw goat milk for the use of making soap only. And that, I mean, it's funny, but it's very sad. You know, it is. Yeah.
It is, because I think that we should be having, if you look back at pre-industrial cultures, when you look at cultures where people were, societies where people were living close to nature and that they were getting, say, their food from nature and everything that they needed to make their clothing and those kinds of things, that they were growing food or hunting and gathering. If you look at those cultures, they have rules in place, that their traditions are all around maintaining the resources so that they can have, so that they can survive. And we're so far separated from our resources and from knowing what's going on with the relation between what we do and the environment that we can't even see it, because we've got this whole retail, industrial, consumer system between us. And what our whole lives need to be, all the rules need to say first, how are we going to maintain the environment? How are we going to maintain health? And they all need to be in place in order to facilitate those things happening instead of blocking them from happening. Anyway, that's me on my soapbox for today. I just feel very, very strongly about this. This is like one thing. It's like we don't even have...
You can't regulate such things. I mean, common sense has gone out the window. The more there's always an exception to every rule. You know, I mean, and
at least we should not have rules like that you can't sell raw milk.
Right.
I mean, those kind of rules just shouldn't be there. Anyway,
especially when you've given public funds to the farmers to produce the raw milk.
Especially.
And then tell them they can't sell it. Yeah. So at least we have some Kentucky, and you know, and these are organic. I mean, these are great. These goats are phenomenal. I've visited them often. You know, they're organic farmers.
I have to interrupt you though, because we've only got 5 seconds left.
Okay.
So thank you so much for being on the show. Heidi's website is primanatural.com. Go visit, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, I hope it was helpful.
It was.